your Saturday morning giddy up. Your horse is saying, hey man, it's not even light yet. Where are we going? We're going wherever we take you here for the next 3-4 hours at Rosie on the House. Good morning, y'all.
And I'm the only man I know to blame, but I'm living. I'm happy and I'm free.
Yeah. 3 inches of rain in the last 30 days. That's 36 inches a year. You know where else gets 36 inches of rain a year? We would look like Beaverton, Oregon.
Ooh. I have enjoyed it very much.
Or Pageland, South Carolina.
Wow. So we've gotten our share. I hope that's not like 3 years worth or something.
Man, has this been nice or what? I'm telling you what, y'all. If you are looking for something to do today, just get your behinds into the seat of your Sanderson Ford and go drive to Globe. It is so unbelievably, beautifully green everywhere right now. This is an awesome desert green up. Matter of fact, you could drive down to Marana and watch my granddaughters win the barrel racing. What time do the girls run, Romy?
This is our first time we've done this one. In fact, this is the first time this circuit, this barrel racing promoter, I guess is what you call her. This is the
inaugural.
What's the boxing promoter? Don King.
Yeah.
This woman is like the Don King of barrel racing.
Oh, okay.
So this is the first time she's brought a barrel race to Arizona.
Oh.
So we're in a, as it's laid out.
Yes.
On paper.
Yes.
The grand entry's at 9 o'clock, where they parade everybody around.
Oh boy!
And you know they do the national anthem. They have your cowboy prayer, and everyone hoots and hollers. Then they have a peewee circuit that starts at 10, and then they go up from age group from there. So, all I can tell you is once Tinley starts, she's 37th out.
Okay.
And in Roxy's group, she's like 156th out.
So they had a great turnout for
when we pulled up to the arena, and I didn't know
that was at 10 o'clock last night.
About 9 o'clock, it was dark. I didn't know this arena existed, and I kept thinking the whole time, the Marana Arena, seriously,
yeah.
It's not big enough for this. And what I had in my mind is the one our circuit goes to that's right on the freeway,
right
as
off
you're heading
the road, yeah.
South.
Yeah.
You pass the Marana exit, then there's a big block wall, a big concrete wall, and as soon as that wall ends, the arena's right there. Well, we're driving down, and I see this lights, and there's so many lights, you can see all the trailers. I'm like, there's another arena in Marana. Now it makes sense. And we just followed the lights at that point. You get off at the Marana exit, then you come back up the frontage road, and it's a huge, beautiful covered arena with another outdoor arena next to it. And they were doing timed only events last night. And I'm excited to get back there and see the arena in the daylight.
Well,
it looks like a pretty nice facility.
You didn't get to see it driving down there last night after sunset, but driving back down there after the show, you're going to see how green it is. I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful out there. I'll tell you one thing. If y'all are looking for something to do today, get to dollysteamboat.com. You won't be able to book a seat by website. You'll have to call them. But I understand there are still a couple seats left for tonight's sunset cruise on Canyon Lake with Dr. Sky. And you'll be celebrating his birthday. It's his birthday cruise.
Well, happy birthday, Dr. Sky.
So,
and I think the skies promised to be crystal clear tonight.
It is. It should be a perfect cruise. So this is a great family event. Like I say, you can generally book online at dollysteamboat.com. Today you can't because the tour's tonight. You'll actually have to phone them, verify what seating capacity is still available, and jump on there and get involved. You know, you can also go to the Pinal County Fairgrounds for the Agra Country and Bluegrass Festival. That's today and tomorrow.
That sounds like a hoot.
That would be a hoot. That'd be a hoot. While you're down there, you could stop in at Casa Grande Ruins and get a little tour of that facility and that museum. That's an interesting stop. But anyway, the moisture we've received, absolutely. It's interesting to Jennifer in particular this past week has been doing a lot of research into finding water resources that we could talk to about what this wet winter is really meaning to California, how much of this moisture is making it over the Sierra Nevadas into the Rocky Mountains. Jennifer and I are going to Park City for spring break, and they've only gotten 24 feet of snow since they opened December 2nd.
It's a ton of snow.
Man, I hope it keeps up. Wow, that'd be a blast.
And we have a ski resort that just opened in Arizona.
Mount Lemmon opened yesterday.
I don't think they have quite that kind of base, powder base to ski on.
But it's closer.
But it's closer.
And only the lower lift is open. I'd like to talk to someone who has skied there. Because it says the upper lift can't be open because of severe damage it incurred from a storm last week.
Hmm. Oh.
Would that, like wind?
So that's not a lack of snow.
Nope, doesn't sound like it.
As a result of possibly too much snow.
Yeah.
And a little damage.
So, Mount Lemmon's open.
Romy, you were telling us we've got a new section on the Rosie on the House website, too, where you can go and find things that are up and coming, right? We got some things posted there.
Our community calendar, we've really focused hard on bolstering that this year. If you're looking for something, and you go to rosieonthehouse.com, it has to be local in Arizona. It has to be a good cause. Something
good
family oriented.
Okay.
You know, we're not going to post beer fest events and stuff like that. But right now at rosieonthehouse.com, you go to the home page and just scroll down to the community calendar. And I just kind of made fun of Beer Fest, but the first one on there is Savor, Southern Arizona Food and Wine Festival. But that's in Tucson, 11:30 to 3 at the Botanical Gardens. All local food, and Tucson's close to Arizona's wine, capital. I don't know if they quite call it that, but
wine country for sure.
Well, they call it that, but Cottonwood
Page Springs. Yeah, they've got a different story, but it's definitely a little bit more established, I believe, down in the Sonoyta, Elgin area. So they'll bring those wines up, food from local farmers and ranchers. That's next Saturday, February 10th. The following Saturday is the 69th annual Gold Rush Days Celebration and Rodeo in Wickenburg.
That's one of my favorite. The girls clogged there for years and years.
And the parade.
Just a fun town. Good way to get into Wickenburg and see the shops and kind of get the feel of it. They've got great little museums and stuff to look in. And the Cowboy Art Museum. What is that? Is that just cowboy art?
Los Caballeros.
Yeah, wonderful.
And per capita, I think they're still the same. I think they still hold it. But per capita, I think Wickenburg has the most rodeo arenas than any other town in Arizona. I mean, just off the top of my head, I can name five, and I don't even know them all because a lot of them are private.
Mm-hmm.
But
big horse town.
Yeah. And then February 25th, an event that I'll be at with John Eisenhower, our certified arborist for his Talking Trees program, is the annual Tree Climbing Festival. Regular listeners that have heard that broadcast before, that you've heard us at Boyce Thompson last year out at the Arboretum. You've heard us up at NAU and Flagstaff. This year, it's at Esteban in Central Phoenix, and they've tied it together with a tree climbing championship and their first tree festival.
Well, that'd be easy access for a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And it's always a big hit. People always call in wanting to know more about it. It just sounds like a fun event.
Well, and a great, great thing to just go see if you've got somebody. I don't know any industry in the trades that's not looking for good people. If you're looking for a career out of the tree climbing age that they're looking for is 18 to 25. So if you're of that age or have someone at home of that age, you're trying to help leave the nest. And they may have an appreciation for trees or climbing. That'd be a great thing to go check out and see if that's an industry you look at exploring.
We've got a couple other opportunities coming up where kids can take a look at the construction industry overall through EVIT, and we'll cover that in just a couple minutes. But the other thing that's coming up, of course, how's everybody with the Super Bowl? I think Mike Reesh, our production engineer, probably follows professional football closer than any of the Romeros. But
do we know who's going in yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And I think based on last weekend's game, the two best teams are going in.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. The Saints and Cardinals?
No, they didn't make it this year. So who are you pulling for, Mike?
I'm actually pulling for the Falcons.
Oh, yeah, you got to. I hope the whole world does.
Okay, so who are they playing?
The Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
It was a game that drew us in last weekend.
Go Dirty Birds.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there were some great games leading up to it. I thought the Packers-Cowboys game was probably one of the better football games I've seen in a long time. That was just great football. But, boy, when it came to the semifinals.
See, as a Vikings fan, all I really cared about was as long as the Packers lost, I was good.
You were all right.
I was all right.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. That was a great game. So,
have you
Super
heard
Bowl
of the,
Sunday,
are
y'all
ready
of for it?
Well, have you heard of Smunday? Do you know what Smunday is?
No.
So Heinz,
sounds like a joke.
It, well, kind of. So Heinz Ketchup has always advertised in the Super Bowl, and they decided this year, instead of advertising, they would give their employees the paid day off, so a holiday. So now there is a campaign. They need 100,000 signatures to take it to Congress to give to make the Monday after Super Bowl, which they would call Smunday, a national holiday.
No.
Yeah, because I think the people, they have 37,000 they have 37,000 votes, and it's because they're saying, well, 16 million people call in sick anyway, and the other however many people who work come in all draggy and tired, and nothing gets done anyway, so you might as well make it a holiday. So you can actually go online and look up the Heinz Smunday and give your vote. Now, I think if you're a business owner, you probably won't vote for that. But
seriously.
But everybody else
will. Holy cow. All right, more on that when we get back.